The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This shiur has been sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Avigdor ben Rav Shaul HaKoyen. May the Torah studied be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the top continues the discussion from Daf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Masal Abayo. Gemara asks that it's not Shtayim Shein Arba, which would be 8 cases in the Mishnah of Eitzah. The Gemara asks it should be 12, and then the Gemara asks if, according to your Shita, it should be 16, because if we count every aspect of every case that's delivered, that's brought down in the Mishnah, it should be a total of 16. There's the Balabais, there's the Ani, and even in a case where the Ani hadn't done anything wrong, he hadn't even made an Akira, but the Balabais, through his facilitation, has made an Akira, it should count each one of those cases, the Balabais and the Ani, and vice versa in the Mishnah as well. The Gemara answers, Bishlaim and Baba Deresha, Potter Mutter Le Katani. Your question that it should count 16 individual cases is not a question, it's not shver, because wherever there's a Potter Mutter, where it's 100% Lechatchila, it's 100% Mutter for one of the parties involved in this Maisa of Yitzias HaShabbos, the Gemara does not count that as a case of Shabbos. So, where the Ani didn't do anything, he just facilitated, he didn't make an Akira or a Hanocha, he just facilitated for the Balabais to make an Akira, his part in this Maisi Yitzia is not considered an action Shabbos, it's not considered as one of the cases in the Mishnah, and therefore it's not Shver as to why it's not considered 16 cases. The first Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph takes issue with that the Gemara says, that when the Ani brings over something to the Usher inside, and the Usher makes the entire Maisa Shabbos, the Ani merely facilitates that. That's considered Potter U'Mutter, that's Mutter L'Chatchila to facilitate such an action. Tosfos asks, V'Mtoimer V'Hokka Over Aleph Ne'iver. What happened to the famous Isser of Lifne Evil Esitin Michal? When you facilitate for another individual to be over an Isser, a person is over the Aveira of Lifne Evil Esitin Michal, before a blind man, one shall not place a stumbling block, and therefore, even though he himself is Mutter, he's not doing any Maisa Shabbos, but the mere fact that he's facilitating Maisa Shabbos for somebody else should be considered that he's putting a stumbling block in front of an Iver, somebody who is being Iver on Maisa Shabbos. And then Tosfos continues to ask, even if it's in a case where the Balabais didn't need the Ani to facilitate this Maisa of Haitzor, but rather, the Balabais himself could have reached into the house and taken this article without the facilitation of the Ani. And therefore, Tosfos is asking that there would not be any Isser of Lifnei Evil Esita Mishal. And he brings the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Avodah Medbeis, that the only time there's a legitimate Isser of Lifnei Evil Esita Mishal is only in a case where it's Trey Abedin Hari, where the case in point is where there's a Nazir who's trying to reach for grapes, which is also for him to eat, and another Yisrael aids him and gives him those grapes, and through the facilitation of his friend, he's able to reach the grapes and be over the Isser. That is the only case where there's an authentic Isser of Lifnei Evil Esitin Mishal, the Isser Deraisa. However, Zok Tosfos, that even though that is true, that the Isser Deraisa Lifnei Evil Esitin Mishal is only where it's impossible for the other person to be over the Isser, if not for his friend facilitating the Isser. It's still Osir to help somebody do an Aveira, even if he could have done the Aveira without your help. Why? It says, a person, we know, and the Rush brings down the Gemara Yevamos, that even a katon, a person not allowed to feed a katon nevelos, a katon is a shoyge, he doesn't know better, a person has to be mafresh me'isr, and he's not allowed to feed an isr to somebody else. He is responsible as arbus to make sure that the other people in Klal Yisrael are not over isurim. So says Tosis, that isur, the isur d'rabbanan, there still would be. So how can the Mishnah talk about potter mutter if he's helping him do this mitzvah, to do this avera of Yitzias Shabbos? That would be at least a misayel d'var avera, and it should be usur. Says Tosis, we're talking about a non-Jew, where you with the person who's facilitating is a non-Jew, and it's talking about the chayfetz of a non-Jew as well. Tosfos has issues with the fact that the chayfetz would be over an isser, would be part of a yitzia, a maisi yitzia on Shabbos. If a person's chayfetz, a person's article is the article where somebody is over an isser, that would also be an isser rabbanon. So this distinction that we see in Tosfos, that the Isra Lufna Iver, there's two reasons and Isurim, two levels, why a person is not allowed to facilitate it to help somebody else do an Avera. The Makor is the Gemara Navei Dezor and Davava Medalef, where the Gemara discusses when a person is allowed to sell articles of Avodah Zarah, even to a goy. The Gemara is very clear that this din of Lufnei Iver L'Sita Mishal is even to facilitate something that's usur to a non-Jew, like Eiver Menachai or Avodah Zarah, which where the non-Jew would be Eiver Nisr. The Gemara asks, "V'chi Islay Le'Ovar Mishal Lufnei Iver L'Sita Mishal?" In the event, in the case, the Gemara says there's a nafkamina when a Yehudi has already Avodah Zarah to worship, then it would be okay to sell to the Ein Yehudi articles of Avodah Zarah, because he could be over Yisurim without you. He doesn't need you. You're not the key facilitator. You're just helping him. But the Gemara takes issue with that. The Gemara asks, is that then true that where the Akum had the ability to serve the Avodah Zarah without you, there would be no Isser for Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, Omar Rabbi Nosson, Minayin Shal Yoshid Adam Koy Shal Yayin LeNozir Ve'Eiver Min Achayil Ben Noyach. How does we know that your person is not allowed to give a Nozir a Koy Shal Yayin? He's not allowed to serve to a Nozir a cup of wine or serve Eiver Min Achayil to a Ben Noyach? Talmud Lomel Lufnei Iver L'Sitin Mishra. A person is not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of an Iver. V'ha'hocha d'chi lo yavina l'ishak li'iyu v'ka'ovar mishra Lufnei Iver L'Sitin Mishra. He doesn't need you to do that. Aver, he can take it himself. Says the Gemara of Ma'eskinam, the case is the koi v'tri aver de nahara, that the only time you're over Lufnei Iver L'Sitin Mishra to an Achri is only where they're on two sides of the Nohar, where the only way where he would be able to get the Kishol Yain or the Eivim Menachai is only through your action, through your helping. If not for you, it would not be Oiver. Now, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about Misayeya. So we see clearly from the Gemara that even though the Din of Lufnei Iver L'Sitin Mishra is even to a non-Jew, it's any Iver, any Iver that's being Oiver in Isser, a person is not allowed to be the sole cause of his transgressing the Isser. However, the Din Misayeya, in the event where they don't need you, that is merely an Isser by Yisroel. And that's because there's a mitzvah of Lifnei, of Lafrushe Me'isura. Als Arvus, als Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, a person is obligated to make sure all of Kol Yisrael are not being over Yisurim, and therefore if you help him be over an Isser, even though he could have done the Isser without you, there would be the Sister Abonon of Misayei Al-Dvar Aveira. Interestingly enough, the Shara Tzion in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Mem Zayin Sivkot on Ches, says that the Tosfos says that this Isser is merely the Rabbanan is Lav Dafka. Really, it's a Din D'Oraisa. A person is not allowed to be Misayil at Varvera, and he has a D'Oraisa obligation to be Mafresh Mei Isser. He brings the Gemara in Brachas, the famous Gemara, where one of the Amirim tore off the Beged of an Isha that the Isha was wearing a Beged that was not Tznius, and because of a Frusha Mei Sura, he went ahead and he actually tore off the Beged, and says the Sharetzim, from here we see it's not merely a Din D'Rabbanan, it's actually a Mitzvah D'Oraisa to be Misayel Dvaravera. And he said that Tosfos says that it's only Midrabanan is talking about a case where it would be impossible for him to stop it. And even if you wouldn't help him, he still would go ahead against your will and do it anyway. In that case, it would only be Midrabanan. The discussion in today's shiur is exactly what level, how much a person has to be careful not to be Misayel Dvaravera. One can ask, a person sells pots and pans, is he not allowed to sell a pot and pan to somebody who is going to be over Isurim and cook treif in the pots and pans, or cook on Shabbos? Is it also to then sell a set of pots to a non-firm yid who's going to cook? Now the question is twofold. How much does a person have to be careful not to sell something that an avera will be done to it? And also, is there an ister? Is there this din of a sayel dvar avera by a less affiliated Jew who might be considered a mummer who is over averis and is not a shomer Torah mitzvahs? The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Siman Kuf Nun Aleph in the Halachos of Avodah Zarah brings down this discussion as to what exactly are you allowed to sell to Avodah Zarah. Is there a problem selling Dvarim Yichodim Lamin Mimine Elilin? The title of the siman is Dvarim Hamitzrachim Lavoidus Kechovim Asu Lisrol Lamaychom. So the Mechaber starts off in Tzif Aleph and says Dvarim Shem Yichodim Lamin Mimine Elilim Shaboyisim Mokom Asu Limko Lavoida Loivde Oisim Alilim. A person has to be careful not to sell Chafotim that Avodah Zarah will be used for Avodah Zarah. The Ramal later on in the Sif says Yesh Oimrim. That it is usher to sell these articles that will be used by the Zohar Hanadavkim ain lemacher. It's only if that's the only way they can get a hold of these articles is through your sale. They cannot buy it elsewhere. Something that they would anyway be able to buy in a different place. Mutar limkor lahem. Called over. There, it would be mutter to sell to avoid this kechavim, and that's because of the discussion we discussed, that the din of lichneiva lo sitein michshol is only in a case where it's trei avad anara, where you are the sole facilitator of this iser. But if not, then we merely have this din d'rabbanan, or din d'oraisa, like the Sharetzion says, of misayel advar avera. And therefore, by avoid this kechavim, there's no iser of Misayel Dvar Avera. Now, how about to a Yid? To a Jew who's never being over the iser of Avodah Zarah. He's a mummer of Avodah Zarah. So the Shach in Sifkot and Vav says, he brings down this machlokes, is there an Isser Misayeya or not? And then he says that here everybody would agree that there is no halacha of Misayel Dvar Avera and it would be mutter. And why is that? Says the Shach, because we're only talking about when is there an Isra Misayeya only by Yisrael that the person that I have a chiyuv lahafrisha mi Yisra. Like the Rosh says in Masechta Shabbos that we spoke about earlier, that the Makor, the Yisoid is from the Gemara of Katan Eichel Nevelos, a Katan that doesn't know any better. Bezdim is Suvan Lahafrisha. So for sure Yisrael Gadol. If you have a non-from Jew who's being oivet of his zarah, in that case there is no chiyav lafrishay. In that case, everybody would agree that if they can get it elsewhere, it would be mutter, because there's no mitzvah lafrishay. Now the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin Mem Zayin, where it discusses this exact case, the case that we're of our Gemara, where we have one person who's involved in a Hitzah transfer, who's not being over any Isser, but he's facilitating this Isser to somebody else. The Magen Avraham, in Sif Katan Dalid, brings Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, where Tosfos says quite clearly that it's also Hashit Lemumrim Dover Isser. But even a Mummer, somebody who's a non-from Jew, who's a Mummer, it is still this Isser of Lafrisha Meisura. And so asks the Dagom Merivava on the Shach, the Dagom Merivava in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, asks, how can the Shach say for a Dover Poshet that to a Yisrael Mummer, there's no Isser of Misayel Advar Veira. Yisrael, Apel Pishachoto, Yisrael. He's a Yisrael and he's being over an Isser. Where does the Shach see that there is no Isser of Misayel Advar Veira and there's no din of Lahafrusha Meisura by a non from Jew, by a Mummer? Of course there's an Isser, there's a mitzvah Lahafrusha Meisura. He's a Yisrael, he's one of our brothers. How can we have to do everything we can to bring him back to the fold and to be mafreshim from Isurim, and so is Mashman Tosus. So what is the Shach saying that there's no din of Mesayel Dvar Vera when you're being Mesayel to a non-from Jew? Says the Dogel Merivava, I'll tell you the real pshat in the Shach. The Shach is not saying that somebody who's a mummer has, there's no mitzvah lafrushim Isura, and therefore there would be no Avera of Isser of Mesayel Advar Avera. Of course there is. And therefore, to a non-from Jew, a person is not allowed to just help and aid them to do a Dover Osir. Even though they would do it without you, still, you're not allowed to have Shaychus, you're not allowed to be involved in their Avera. What is the Shach saying? Says the Dogel Merivava, I'll tell you what the Shach is saying. When a person is over an Isser b'mezid, there's no halacha of La'afrusha Me'isura. La'afrusha Me'isura is only like the Rosh brings down, similar to Katon Eichel Nevelos. When a Katon doesn't know better, you're not allowed to serve a Katon Nevela, even if in a case where the Katon might get the Nevela elsewhere. But if he doesn't know better, he's a Katon, you're not allowed to be involved. You have a din of La'afrusha Me'isura, even to a Katon Kol Shekein HaGadol. But a person who's lahach is a person who's b'mezid. He knows it's asur and he's doing it anyway. There you have no mitzvah to mafreshim meisura because he's amazed. So by amazed a person, there's no mitzvah of misayel dvar veira by somebody who's doing it b'mezid. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe in Yerideya Chelak Aleph Simin Ayin Beis brings down a shaila that he was asked by a Rav Benzion Rakav from London, and he was asked the following shaila. He was approached by a catering hall that wanted to know if they're allowed to rent the catering hall to non-from Yidden who are going to fears of a chasana and have a wedding shloyati alocha with mixed dancing and with being over other isurim. Do I have to worry about what goes on in the chasana, or can I rent the chasana hall to anybody and let them have the chasana the way they want? So Rav Moshe goes through our sugi, the sugi that we just discussed, and he says as follows. In London, London is a very big city. There are other chasana halls. You're not facilitating this chasana hall for them, and therefore there would be no iser of lifnei evil l'sitin michshol. They can get it elsewhere. The only iser that we're dealing with over here is the iser of misayei al advar avera. You're helping them to facilitate to do these averas. So he brings down the discussion that we just spoke out, the machlokes shach and Magen Avraham, if by a mummer, bechlal, somebody who's not makpid on shomer, is not a shomer Torah mitzvah, if there is an iser of misayel dvar avera. And he says as follows, that even according to the to those, the Magen Avraham, that says that it's aser to be misayel, even to a Yisrael mummer, and he brings this raya from Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, the Avraham at base, here, says Rav Moshe, I think that it would be mutter anyway, for a few reasons. First of all, says Rav Moshe, if these people, if no from Jew would be able allowed to rent a chasana hall to the less affiliated to make a wedding that will not be noyeg al pi Torah mitzvos, then they'll go elsewhere, and then these people will actually be, they'll go to a non-kosher catering hall and eat non-kosher. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, you're actually saving them from achalas asuros. So, yes, on the one hand, it's not, they're being over yisurim, but by you allowing them, at least you're saving them from other yisurim, and therefore, that would not be considered a misayel as varvera, but rather, that would be considered as if you're saving them from certain averas. Says Rav Moshe is another reason, because he says a very big chiddush that when a person is trying to figure out, am I helping him, and is this considered misayel dvar avera, we have to focus on what the main purpose, the main transaction is. It says Rav Moshe that if a person is selling, like the case we mentioned earlier, a person is selling a set of pots and pans, and the purpose of the pots and pans are to cook. Even if the person might do something that's also with these pots and pans, that's not considered misayel dvar avera, because the main focus of what I'm doing is a davar heter, a person is allowed to cook. Even though it's possible they may cook on Shabbos, you're allowed to sell a car to a non from Yid, even though they may use the car to drive on Shabbos. But when I sell the car, I'm not selling it for a davar aser. I'm selling it for him to do whatever he wants to do with it, and he's choosing to use it also for a davar aser. In that case, there would not be an iser of misayel dvar avera. Says Rav Moshe, the same thing would be with the catering hall. It's mutter to have a chasana. A person is allowed to make a simcha, even though during the simcha, certain aspects of the simcha will not be considered to be conforming with the Torah. A person is allowed to rent a hall for this simcha, for the general purpose of chasana, and that's not considered a misayel dvar avera. And he takes it one step further. And even in a case where there would not be any other chasana hall except for this one, and you would be over the more stringent iser of lifnei evil l'sitein michshol, he brings a raya from Mishnah and Shvius that since the main purpose of this chasana is not to do averis, but rather they're making a chasana which involves many aspects. And one of the aspects, or some of the aspects, may be not according to the Torah, but that's not considered that you're over lifnei evil l'sitein michshol. And he's noita, the Rav Moshe is noita that it would be okay, even if there isn't another chasana hall around. However, Rav Moshe ends off by saying that if you're renting them a chasna hall during the days where it's also to make a chasna, that would be considered lifnei yivel asitei michshol and misayel advar veira, because there the main purpose, the main matura of the rental is to be over an iser. It's during a time when a person is not allowed to make a chasna at all. So there the chasna, the entire chasna is not according to halacha, and therefore he would not be able to rent it for that purpose. So the Moshe, if that's the case, and there's a hefsid maruba, and the only way the business can thrive and survive is by renting it to people, even at a time where it's usur, he says the person can make an arrangement and rent and lease the premises to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew would be able to manage and to own the rental of those days, and that would be considered lifnei de lifnei, where that wouldn't be lifnei yivel asitei michshol, be considered lifnei de lifnei when you give something to somebody else that he will facilitate an avera. That is not a problem, and if it's an authentic sale to the non-Jew or lease to the non-Jew, then he will be able to lease it on your behalf, or not on his own behalf, but he will be able to give you the money from his lease, and therefore, and by that way, they would be able to have a functioning catering hall. So just in summation, there are two levels of being Misayel Dvar Avera. The Dairaisa level, a little Lifnei Yivel Asitei Michshol, in a case where it's not possible to do this without the facilitator, and in that case, that would be also even by a mummer and even by a non-Jew, it would definitely be also to be over lifnei yivel asitei michshol. In a case where the over avera is able to do this avera even without your help, but you're the one that's helping him do it, but he could find other avenues to do the same avera, there would not be an issur of lifnei yivel asitei michshol. There only would be an issur of misayel dvar avera, where misayeya is, that issur is only to a Jew and not to a non-Jew. There's no mitzvah of lafushe meisura to a non-Jew because there's no arvus. And to a non-from Jew, we have a machlokes shach in the Magen Avraham. The Dogma of Meravava says that even the shach agrees that the regular issur misayeya would be pertinent to a non-from Jew. The only time the shach is mater and says there's no issur misayeya is only by somebody who's doing it b'mezid. If he knows what he's doing is asur, and he's doing it anyway, in that case there would not be a mitzvah of lafushe meisura, and therefore the din misayeya would not apply. And there are a few chidushim in the Yigros Moshe that he's matir in the eventuality where the main focus of this iser is the main focus of this rental is not an iser, but rather he's doing something that involves many different aspects of it. Most of them are mutter, even though some isur might come out of it or will come out of it. He says it would be mutter, both misayeya and even the Israel of Ne'iver, he would be mutter as well.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org. The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.